Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Let's not waste any time. We have a brand new episode of Klein Alley Show to share with you, so let's get into it.
No, Klein, first we have to talk about San Bernardino International Airport and how they've got you covered this summer, whether you're traveling to San Francisco or Provo, Utah.
What do you want, to sit in traffic on the side of the 5 freeway and smell that cow manure? Of course you don't.
Skip the drive and fly hassle-free.
The San Bernardino International Airport, the only airport on the planet that we wholeheartedly recommend.
And it's convenient. You got low-cost parking, $5 a day. And speaking of hassle, here's another episode of Klein Alley Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Klein Alley Show.
Nervous already.
Spelling Bee time is here. It is the world's most exciting competition with children that are usually weird and homeschooled. And we've got a few local ones that are in the finals now. And I guess that matters because even though we don't really respect spelling or spellers in the real world, at least for this one moment, they get some glory.
Look, you should have some respect for the people who are participating in this Scripps National Spelling Bee because this is coming out of your hometown, is it not? This is D.C., the D.C. area.
Oh, I don't even know. Is that where it happens?
Yes. It's like the capital where all the best spellers go is the place where you are from, and you are the worst speller that I've ever met in my life.
Yeah, because I learned at an early age that spelling is just not important. And this was before, you know, now your phone will auto-spell for you. And the reality, you know, if they have to take spelling tests, and the teachers would always say, you got the lowest score in the history. I had a teacher one time, since she'd been a teacher for 25 years. I had the lowest score on a spelling test she had ever seen. And I said, thank you. And she goes, that's not a compliment. And I said, well, it's something.
There you go. You can find a silver lining.
And she said, you got to start taking this seriously. And I kind of looked at her and I said, no, I do not. Well, because eventually, I didn't know how it happened, but I said, the world will spell for me. And that is exactly what has kind of happened.
But I was reading an article actually about people who have won the Scripps National Spelling Bee and like what their lives are like. And they're all just normal.
Yeah.
It's not like anyone's, you know,
right,
Pulitzer Prize winning
anything.
They're just like, and some of them were like, I struggled in school. Like, I was good at spelling, but nothing else.
Case in point, I believe that Beer Mug, former employee here at K-Rock, one time won a spelling bee, and look at Beer Mug. So I don't think that means anything later in life.
New segment.
I don't think winning a spelling bee means that you are destined for greatness, but I'll tell you what, there's a lot of people that have lost spelling bees that are doing amazing things in the world.
That's true.
And people have accused my spelling of being wrong for so many reasons. There was this call.
Hey, guys. Sweet Divots. Klein. You do not know how to spell porn, but you said P-U-R-N. You spell porn with the U.
Yeah. Okay, so
four
what?
Four letters.
So that's fine. Every once in a while, I spell it wrong when I'm in a hurry to get to it, but I know how to spell it the right way.
Yeah, but there are porn. Also words that you mispronounce regularly that I'm not sure if you would even know. Like you say exponentially a lot. But a lot of times you put a D in there where there's not a D.
Whatever.
Exponentially.
You need more D's in your life, Allie.
Okay.
That's why I'm putting it in there for you.
See, you're getting defensive. I know you're upset. And we have Vanessa in here as well because she is not the best speller.
Well,
but
Vanessa,
she uses autocorrect and she uses AI to help her polish her emails these days.
But Vanessa, you don't want to be a part of this spelling bee any more than I want to be a part of it.
I agree with Klein.
Thank you.
Autocorrect.
Yeah, autocorrect will take care of it. Can't autocorrect the word. Vanessa, how many times have you written a word and you beat autocorrect? It will not even give you a suggestion.
That's happened. And you know what also happens? Like, it won't correct me, but then I'll just send it. I'm like, I know what they... I know they know what I'm saying.
Right.
But sometimes, you know, also Vanessa saying? Has gone with voice memos because they can't autocorrect a voice memo.
That's true. And they should, because I have no idea what she's saying. But all right. So now we have three rounds of this dumb spelling.
Yeah.
Game.
So we have round. These are all words that you should know. These are all words that you have used recently. So mm-hmm. I've gone through old emails. Round one is going to be words that you misspelled in an email recently. Round two is going to be words that you misspelled in a text through either our group chat or individual threads. And then round three is just kind of a grab bag of words that you use regularly that you should know.
And Omar's got an example of a word that's actually being used now by the professional spellers. I mean, this is like what the smart kids are getting right and wrong, because they're not all going to be winners. A lot of them are going to go home to their little bedroom where they get schooled in. Well, let's be honest, Allie. A lot of these spelling kids are weirdos.
Can you stop shaming the children get to the game?
Okay.
Well, this is an example of what the 11-year-olds are spelling. Let's see if either you or Vanessa could spell this word.
Your word is my rack.
My rack?
Yeah, baby.
Go ahead, Vanessa.
Yeah, Vanessa, your rack.
M-Y-R-A-C-K, my rack.
Nope, that would be wrong.
Hot stuff.
Go ahead, Klein, do you know how to spell?
My rack.
Okay, could you use that in a sentence?
No, but I'll give you the information they provided.
My rack is a noun. There's no origin for this word in our dictionary. My rack in astronomy means a red giant star of the second magnitude that is seen in the constellation Andromeda. Stargazers often use my rack to find the Andromeda galaxy.
How is no one laughing when the guy says my rack?
I know, right?
I'll use it in a sentence for you. Stop looking at Jake's rack and instead look at my rack.
Okay, my rack.
Go ahead.
It's definitely going to start with an M because they want you to think that.
You think you're being tricked?
Yeah, it's a trick. It's
like my rack.
It's a silent P.
There's always a P.
It's like P-Z-Y, probably one of those.
You are wrong, sir.
Well, I'm close, I bet.
My rack, it's a M-I-R-A-C-H.
Oh, I was so close.
No, you were not.
All right, Klein, for you, right, what about this one? This is round one, word one. This is for Klein, and then I'll give a word to Vanessa.
Place your bets.
In a recent email, Klein said, one of my sisters narked me out about the nipple ring. Can you spell the word narked?
So I spelled that wrong in the email?
Yes.
And the email I had written was one of my sisters did narc me out to my parents about my nipple ring. I'm not happy about that.
Uh-huh.
Narc. Narked.
Narked. Go ahead.
N-A-R-K. Hold on. Narc. Narcotics. It's a C. N-A-R-C. Narc. Narcotics. N-A-R-C. Apostrophe D. Narked.
That's funny because it's even more wrong than it was in your email.
Seriously?
That's incorrect. Yeah.
I should have written it down.
A narc is N-A-R-K. So narked would be N-A-R-K-E-D.
You said
narced.
Narced.
N-A-R-C-E-D.
No way.
Yeah, dude. And it's definitely not apostrophe D.
Well, I thought it was like Irish or something.
So, Vanessa, here's your word.
Oh, man, I'm off to a bad start.
In your email, you said this week we are giving away tickets to Hurricane Harbor. Spell the word hurricane.
Did I spell hurricane wrong?
Just spell the word hurricane, please.
Hurricane.
Oh, boy. And by the way, we are giving those tickets away in the next 30 minutes here on K-Rock. Four of them. You will
this
get them.
This is what happens in my brain. I'm saying it in Spanish, so it makes sense on how to write it.
Yeah, but even your explanation of that yesterday made no sense.
That was crazy. That was
here
wild.
Here it goes. I know this is right, because I've seen that word a lot, and I'm a visual person. H-U-R-R-I-C-A-N-E. Hurricane.
Nice job, Vanessa.
She got that right?
Vanessa got it.
Narc in the term that Klein used is with a C.
Wow. Klein's right, too. Unbelievable.
Dude.
Round one, the only person who's wrong is Allie.
The only knock with a K is to annoy or exasperate, and that's from a British definition.
Thank you, Jake.
Oh, my
Allie
God.
Allie is down. Vanessa, you and I are beating Allie in the spelling bee.
Oh, stop it.
And she put this whole thing together to make us look like losers that can't spell.
Okay.
And guess who's down one? You.
But it also doesn't have an apostrophe D. It's A-D.
Well, so you were still wrong.
That was for comedy's sake.
All right,
I
whatever.
I obviously know that.
Can you spell the word permanent? You said you were permanent tired.
No. I'm going to pass on
that. Okay, great. Let's go to round two.
Can I skip that one?
Yes, you can.
Okay,
Let's just skip that one. Let's move on to group texts.
I am permanent.
We were all ordering from Starbucks, and Klein, you said, can I get a croissant?
Oh, Jesus. That one.
That's a hard word.
Yeah, thank you, Vanessa. It is, first of all, it's French. I don't even think they allow French words in the spelling bee.
Go ahead. Yes, they do. They allow Latin
croissant.
Words.
Croissant.
You're not even, you're not even saying it right.
I'm going to write it down. Say it again in a sentence.
Can I get a croissant?
Croissant.
Vanessa, you don't even have to participate.
Right? I don't know.
Well, what you wrote down is not right. She wrote down.
Mine's not right either.
Vanessa, if you're on the live stream, this is what Vanessa wrote down. Three different equally wrong versions of croissant.
It's funny because I eat a lot of these things.
Croissant.
I should know how
croissant.
To spell it. C-R.
Mm-hmm.
O-U-S.
Nope.
A-U-N-T-E.
No.
Is it close?
No.
Oh.
Croissant would be C-R-O-I-S-S.
Yeah, that's where you get
all
that.
Of you were really thrown off by the eye.
All right, well, whatever.
You thought it was croissant.
Regardless, they're delicious.
All right, what about you, Vanessa? Can you spell the last name of our boss, Kevin Weatherly?
Oh, man.
Yes, I can.
You write a lot of emails about him.
Weatherly.
It's a lot of emails. Weatherly didn't get back to me. Weatherly doesn't like me. Right, go ahead.
You can't just say Weather and Lee. You have to spell it.
W-E-A-T.
What was the first letter?
W.
I don't even think that's right.
W.
That's what two ghosts say at the same time. Go ahead, try it again.
Does W have 17 syllables in it?
I don't know. Just spell W now. I'm interested in
that. W.
What?
I think I'm just going to say that's wrong.
Okay, incorrect.
Weather, L-Y. Weatherly.
What?
There are multiple spellings of weather, by the way.
Oh,
did you
really?
Know that?
No.
Yeah,
did you know that?
Yeah, of course I knew that.
No, you didn't.
Yes. Weather outside versus weather or not. This is a dumb bit. Yes, two different weathers.
Yes, there are.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. For a bonus point, Klein, can you spell mozzarella? You have mozzarella on a pizza all the time, but can you spell it?
M-O-T-Z.
No.
E.
No.
What?
There's no T.
What?
Are you sure about that?
Yeah.
Jake, back me up on this. There's got to be a T there.
I'm pretty sure she's right.
Mots. I get the mots all the time.
No. Oh. And you can't just say the mots.
All right, well, I don't know it.
All right, Vanessa's still in the lead. M-O-Z-Z.
Oh, yeah, Z-Z, yeah.
And then what?
Arella. You know, it's funny because based on my emails, I write a lot about foods, and my emails sound delicious. Croissant, mozzarella.
Yeah, it's all food stuff.
Great stuff.
All right, round three. Klein, you are the matcha man.
Oh, Jesus.
But can you spell matcha?
I have to order them all the time for my wife.
You post about being the matcha man.
Matcha. M-A-C. There's a T in that one. M-A-T. M-A-T. Matcha. M-A-T-C-H-A. Matcha.
Good job.
Hey,
Klein,
all right.
You got
Klein's
one
on
right.
The board.
Vanessa, you're a child. Spell tricycle.
Oh, my gosh.
And then try to ride
one. I want people to know I am not a child. I'm 34. Tricycle. Tricycle. Okay. T-R-I-C-Y-C-L-E.
Nope. Oh, is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, good job. That's what
no,
I meant.
No, lame-o, loser.
Congratulations. You got that right. All right, at the end of three rounds, who won or who
that
lost?
That would be Vanessa. Vanessa won.
How did
and
Vanessa
English was
win?
Her second language.
God damn it.
No, I Vanessa, wasn't really keeping score.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
So first place you, second place me, third place Allie.
And neither of you have rhythm. Can
no,
you spell rhythm?
R-Y-T.
Nope.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Let's not waste any time. We have a brand new episode of Klein Alley Show to share with you, so let's get into it.
No, Klein, first we have to talk about San Bernardino International Airport and how they've got you covered this summer, whether you're traveling to San Francisco or Provo, Utah.
What do you want, to sit in traffic on the side of the 5 freeway and smell that cow manure? Of course you don't.
Skip the drive and fly hassle-free.
The San Bernardino International Airport, the only airport on the planet that we wholeheartedly recommend.
And it's convenient. You got low-cost parking, $5 a day. And speaking of hassle, here's another episode of Klein Alley Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.